Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Completing the incident we had been discussing, mentioning about the young Hashimi, rich youth, who upon hearing the recitation of the Quran Sharif of a poor faqir person, changed his life. So continuing with that incident. So this rich Hashimi boy, after being corrected by this youth, this youngster, he asked for forgiveness from all those whom he had wronged and paid back in full what he owed to others. He returned all the things he had taken wrongfully from their owners and then started a life of simplicity, wearing coarse clothes and eating plain barley bread. He stood all night in Nafil Salah and fasted during the day. The saints and pious sheikhs of his time came to visit him and advised him not to treat himself so severely, saying, "Take pity on yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful, and His bounty is more than what we can imagine. He grants great rewards for little effort." But he would reply, "My friends, you do not know how much I sinned day and night. I broke His commandments and I did the worst crimes." He would then weep for a long time. He then went for Hajj, traveling all the way on foot, dressed in coarse cloth, with only a cup and a small bag of food. He reached Makkah Mukarramah, performed Hajj, and remained there until his death. May Allah Ta'ala grant him abundant blessings. During his stay in Makkah Mukarramah, he would go to the Hatim at night and he would spend the entire night weeping and crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would say words such as this in his du'as: "O Allah, many hours of the night I have spent in negligence, never for a moment remembering you. I disobeyed you, my Rabb, and I broke your commandments. My Allah, all my rewards have been lost. The chance to do good has been wasted. I am left with the burden of sins on my back. Ah, destruction to me. What shall I do on the day when I shall be made to stand before you for questioning after death? How will that day be for me when my book of deeds shall be opened? What a shame for me to find my book filled with sins. O Allah, I feel your anger coming to me now. O Allah, your anger will destroy me. O Allah, you showered your blessings and favors on me, but I turned away from you like a most ungrateful slave, disobeying you and making you angry. O Allah, you were always watching over me while I sinned, and you were patient with me. O Allah, where else can I find shelter except in you? Where else can I escape? You alone do I turn to. You alone do I beg in my misery. Whom should I ask but you? Who can I trust besides you? O Allah, O most merciful, I feel ashamed to ask you for Jannah. I beg you, my Rabb, for your mercy, your generosity, your huge bounty, to have mercy on me and grant forgiveness to me. For you alone are the Rabb of goodness and the Rabb of forgiveness." Another ayah.